Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer and is proud to support rural youth through the annual Oklahoma 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show. The 2016 winners included Dylan Cheney of Medford FFA, who had the overall grand champion with his double stop CL Plus entry, while Aubrey Geisler of Lomega 4-H in Kingfisher County had the top 4-H entry, also with the OSU developed variety double stop CL Plus. A total of $16,000 in scholarship money given to 4-H and FFA members as they learned about production of wheat as well as its milling and baking characteristics.
It's a great opportunity for students to really see what goes on in the world of wheat production from the field into the marketing situation.
Executive Director Mike Schulte. To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the programs they're involved with, go to okwheat.org. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Grain futures worked lower across the board today with corn down 2.5 cents. If you look at the December corn, it was 379.5. That was the lowest really for 2017. The last time they were this low was back around Christmas time. They were about 375. So they've really come off that high of just above $4 here. We've sold off about 25 cents on the corn. November soybeans were weaker as well, down 8.25 at 990.5. On November, they've been trading sideways for about the past week or so, and still below the moving average here, but they've been working lower since the beginning of March. Of course, at the end of next week, we'll have the USDA report, which will give us some sort of indication on planted acres and likely drive the price going forward, other than some weather event changing the trajectory of the crop. As of right now, we're expecting quite a bit more bean acres, quite a bit less corn acres. Wheat was four or so lower here. July Kansas City actually three lower at 441.75. And then the cotton futures weaker, steady now, of 19 in the March 18, which is what we watch really for next year's crop, 75.02. And then outside factors here, we've had quite a bit of move here. The Dow Jones up 62, bond futures down about 8, U.S. dollar up 12 at 99.59.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The cattle futures today finished lower. We were about 15 lower in the March feeders. That was the strongest month. April and May were down more, but we were a little bit off the lows, about 50 or 60 cents off the lows. Live cattle are 40 to 85 lower, but generally being down this much after the rally that we've seen over the past couple of weeks really doesn't mean a whole lot. Some people look for big down days to cure the overbought condition. But a day like today will help, but it really doesn't take much off the market. You have to keep in mind that the futures in the feeder cattle have rallied about $14 off of their low from just the beginning of March. That's a pretty significant rally. If you look at the live cattle, they've rallied just since the beginning of March somewhere around $6 or $7, but they've rallied a lot too. Hog futures today did rebound some. July was 77.37 on the highs, up $1.62. That's about $3 off the low, so there is some strength coming in there from the pork. We had a cold storage report yesterday, which indicated 502 million pounds, which is about 20 million pounds lower than expected in the frozen beef. So that was a bullish factor. Last month it was 537, and 2 months ago in the 560s. So we are working through some of that frozen cold storage beef. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.